Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the third parak of Maseches Arla, and we're going to learn Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So it says Mishnah Dalid. What if you have a fire that you used Arla wood to fuel the fire? So Tavshel Shabishel Beklipe Arla Yedalik. If you have a food that was cooked on a fire made from Klipe Arla, made from shells of Arla, meaning the fire itself was fueled with shells of Arla, you need firewood to keep the fire going, so you use Arla shells to keep that fire going, so the food that you cook with that fire has to be burnt, because the food was enhanced by the klipei arla themselves, and therefore it's considered to be, using that food would be considered hana'a from arla, meaning there's no actual arla in the food, but yeshvach etzim betavshil. We assume that the pleasure of that from that food is considered to be getting hana'a from arla, because the etzim affect the tavshil. Nisariv b'acher if that food gets mixed in with other food and you can't identify it anymore, you don't know which one is which, so it does become batel in Masayim. Because just like Arla can be batel Masayim, there's no reason that the food that you cook with Arla wood cannot be batel Masayim. And the Achronim point out, the Rav and others point out, that even Shitas Rav Meir, that a beged with Arla dye can't become batel, says that food cooked with Arla shells can become batel, because the food is not usher on its own. It's only usher because of the heat that went into making the food. So the shells themselves weren't to Davar Sheba Minyan, and they could have become batel. So certainly the tolda of that, even though the meal that you cooked may be a Davar Sheba Minyan, may be a Davar Chashuv or whatever, but the Isser in that meal is only from the shells of Arla. The shells of Arla are not a Davar Chashuv, they are not a Davar Sheba Minyan, and therefore they don't have the capacity to make the food more Asr than they themselves were. Now Mishnah Hay. Says the Mishnah, if you heated an oven with fire made out of shells of Arla, and then you baked bread in that oven, you have to destroy, you have to burn the bread, because the bread came about through fire that was from Arla, and therefore it's considered to be an Isser Hana'a of Arla. And if it gets mixed in with other breads, it also becomes batel in 200. And again, even though the bread itself may be but the klipei arla that fed that fire were the iser, and the klipei arla were not a davar sheba minyan, and therefore it is subject to bittul b'masayim. So let's quickly review what we learned today. Mishnah Dala taught us that if you cook a food using klipei arla as your firewood, you have to burn that food, but it does become batel in masayim. And Mishnah taught us that the same is true when it comes to bread baked with fuel that was klipei arla. You have to burn that bread, but it does become batel b'masayim. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Vav.